Acts chapter 1, verse number 1 says, "The former treatise I have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he had shown himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me." Verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" They didn't get it still, Pastor, you know. And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, well, they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the Word of God and the blessed promises in the Word. Thank you for this great passage of Scripture. Yay, Jesus, you are going to return someday, and we thank you, Lord, for that promise in your Word. Thank you, you've given us power on earth to be witnesses on you. Help us, Lord, to be witnesses. Help me to be a witness. Help Brightway Baptist Church in the village of Cattaraugus over there, Lord, to be a witness to that area. Help us to reach out and touch that community in a special way, especially this year going forward. Make a difference because you've given us the power. Lord, I pray now that you get me out of the way as I have a nice message, I think, Lord, that'll be an encouragement to us, just a reaffirmation of a basic truth we know from your Word, Lord, about the resurrection. So, Lord, I pray that you fill me with your Spirit, fill each person here with your Spirit, fill each person listening with your Spirit. Give them ears to hear what you say, Lord, not me. Speak through your Word as I give a lot of Scripture tonight. Change lives, Lord. Make us be different. Help us to love you more, to be caring more, to shut our mouth more. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God, He is God, He
Mrs. Lindsay, thank you, Justin. Wow, that was powerful. Amen. How's that, Bob? We were talking about the mic was in my nose last time I preached here. Well, I want to preach a message this evening called What We Believe About the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. What We Believe About the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, we believe in the plenary, verbal inspiration of the Word of God, that it's divinely preserved by God Himself, that it is the final authority in that all we believe in practice. We believe that. We believe in one God, eternally existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Equal in essence, while distinct in personality and function. Thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost who infills us and allows us to live our lives. We believe in God's direct creation of the universe. Without the use of pre-existent material, and apart from any process of evolution whatsoever, as according to the Genesis account. We believe that. We believe that. We believe that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, was conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, and is true God and true man. Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith. I want to look tonight, what the Bible says about his bodily resurrection. Our doctrinal statement plainly says this, Pastor. I looked it up. It says, we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished our redemption through his death on the cross as a representative, vicarious, substitutionary sacrifice, and that our justification is made sure, and I made this in bold, by his literal, physical resurrection from the dead. That he ascended to heaven, and he, listen to this, is now exalted at the right hand of God. Where, hey, thank goodness, Brother Justin, he sits there as a high priest where he fulfills his ministry as representative, as intercessor for us, Pastor, and our advocate, Pastor Seth, when people, and Brother Kyle, Brother Sean, when people accuse us on earth, and trust me, brother, they will. They're going to accuse you. But we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus, who will speak for us. Hey, we serve a risen Savior, in other words, my friends. He, Jesus, is alive today. We sing it in a song. I serve, and I'm not going to sing it, a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just, hey, just the time I need him. He's always near. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. And rejoice, then. Rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Hey, we heard some singing. We heard some eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, when Mrs. Lindsay just sang him, and I wish I could sing like that. I wish I could steal her and Justin and bring her out to Brightway Baptist Church to be our music program. That would be awesome. Because I remember Pastor Cole told me something a long time ago. He said, it's pretty easy to preach after you get up there after Mrs. Lindsay sings. I'll never forget that. You said that to me a long time ago. I don't know if you remember that. I was trying to ask my mom something, if she remembered something when I was 14 years old. Mom, do you remember? No. Oh, try to help me out. The hope of all who seek him, Pastor Seth. The help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. And there's some narrow ways in our life sometimes. He lives, brother. He lives, sister. Salvation to impart. And you know what? You ask me how I know he lives, because he lives within my heart. No matter what the critics say, Pastor Cole, no matter what they say, Brother Kyle, Jesus is alive and well. Of all the religions of the world, of all the religions of the world, Christianity is the only one that has a crucified and risen founder. The honest truth is, Christianity is the only faith that has a risen and living Savior. Jesus is very much alive. And thank God he is. If Jesus were dead, we would have nothing on which to base our faith. We'd only have a religion. Religions are man-made and make no eternal contribution. None. The fact is, my friends, that Jesus is alive. It gives us not just hope in this life, but hope for the next one, eternity. And you know, how do we know? How do we know, Mrs. Lindsay? How do we know that Jesus was resurrected from the dead and not stolen from the tomb? How do we know? Well, I want to say first, because Jesus said he would be resurrected. John 2 says in verse 18, I'll read down to 21. It says, then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showeth thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, hey, 46 years was the temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? Mocking on him like they like to do. But he spake of the temple of his body. How do we know Jesus was resurrected and made alive and not stolen from the tomb? Because he said it. He said it. That's good enough for me. But second, the apostles preached about it. They were there. They lived with the man. The man was real. History could tell you. Josephus and others, they read about him. Jesus Christ was a real man. But he was more than that. The apostles preached about it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Down through 4 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, ye have received, and wherewith ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory that which I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received. The apostle talking about how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and heritage, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to his scriptures. How do we know Jesus was alive and he wasn't stolen from the grave? Because Jesus said it, and the apostle said it. And First Corinthians 15, verses 5 and 7 say this. It says, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of 12. And after that, listen, my friends, was seen of above 500 brethren at once. So third of all, he was seen by more than 500 witnesses, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, it said. But some are fallen asleep, and after that, he's seen of James, and then all the apostles. 500 people seen him alive. And fourth, how do we know Jesus was resurrected from the grave and not stolen away like they accused of it happening? Because his resurrection power, my friends, changes lives still. 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm bold to read, says, verse 8, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. Who was it? Paul, right? For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. His life was changed by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, my friends, is still true. It's still true today. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Peter's life was changed. He denied the Lord. He ran away. He went back to his boating, his fishing. And the Lord come up to him and he was naked. He was embarrassed. He dove in the water to get away from the Lord. But he was changed. At that point forward, he went forth like a flint and served the Lord. Paul's life was changed. He persecuted the church. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ changed Paul's life. And I'm here to stand to tell you tonight that I have many friends that I know who lived wicked, vile lives, who didn't serve the Lord, who had their life changed by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're looking at one. Basic history, my friends, requires only two or three trustworthy witnesses in order to be considered true and believable. Here, Jesus was seen of 500 people at the same time. Amen. Can I hear an amen on that? Notice from verse 3 of our text, though, Acts chapter 1, verse 3, it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion. What was his passion? To go to the cross and die for our sins, right? By many, how many? Infallible proofs. He showed himself alive, being seen in them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You know, many credible witnesses saw the Savior after he had been resurrected. I don't know about you, my friends, but I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's undeniable. The Bible says, by many infallible proofs. And I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus rose from the grave and is alive forevermore? Hey, though, that's not my message. My message is this. Because Jesus lives, we have real hope in the future. Hey, the most famous verse, we read it at the funerals, brother, John 14:1-6. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. These are the promises we have of God because he's risen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go. He went. He rose from the grave. He left. He went to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. We have hope. We have hope. And whither I go, ye know. And you know the way. And then one of the most famous verses for us independent fundamental Baptists that we love. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Oh man, salvation is so spelled out in the world. Jesus is so clear. The scriptures are so clear, my friend. If you're not saved, it's so clear. It says right here, Jesus saith unto him, I, talking about Jesus, not me, I am the way, the truth, and a life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our hope, we have a sure hope because of the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, however, without a resurrected Savior, Brother Justin, we would have, I was going to say Rachel, she's up there, laughing, Pastor. Look at them up there. They're up there, they're getting married this week. They're up there giddily gaddling. I love it. Love you guys. I'm so happy for you. Without a resurrected Savior, we would have nothing to look forward to. Remember what Paul wrote. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:19. He said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But, verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Because Jesus is alive, eternal salvation is a reality. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you have everlasting life, my friends? I ask you, if anyone listening ever will be listening to this online, do you have everlasting life? Because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is alive right now, you can have eternal salvation if you ask him for it. Now, I said, secondly, because Jesus is alive, we can have forgiveness of sins. 1 Corinthians 15:17, and if Christ be not raised, the scripture tells us, if Jesus didn't rise from the grave, our sins are not forgiven. We're in trouble. It says, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. And to those who have not trusted Christ as their Savior, if you have not believed in this resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, ye are in your sins. And your life is going to end someday in a separated state from God forever. Get saved. Trust the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So I said, because Jesus is alive, eternal salvation is a reality. Because Jesus Christ is alive, you have the forgiveness of sins he had to raise from the dead. And because Jesus is alive, thirdly, you can enjoy the fellowship with Jesus. 1 John 5:7 says, this then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Because Jesus is alive, we can have fellowship with him. Do you have fellowship with the Lord? Do you walk with him and talk with him all along the way, or wherever that song goes? I ain't singing it. I sang this morning. Well, I attempted to. I had a good service this morning at Brightway Baptist Church. Do you have fellowship with the Lord? Do you spend time with the Lord? My friends, do you spend time with the Lord? You know, sometimes we just need to take our life. I like, sometimes life throws you monkey wrenches. Like Brother Justin said, you know, he says it's hard to love him. It ain't hard to love you, but I know what you mean. So some days, Brother Frank ain't fun to be around. I know. And I don't want to go home like that. Pastor Cole mentioned some things before, and it's changed my life about not being a discouragement to people. It's so hard, but it comes natural to me. I don't want it. So sometimes I just, before I go home, I just got to go spend some time with Jesus in fellowship. And I go over to Marion Fracon at Town Park, and I go park in the back. And I just roll the windows down, let the wind blow on me, and I just say, Jesus, I'm here. I need you. I just want to spend time with you, Lord. I'm not even going to talk or say nothing anymore. I just want to empty myself out. I'm here, and I just sit there, and I go, oh. I'm just spending time with you, Lord. I'm just spending time with you. And I do that a lot, my friends. You can't do it in the winter because you can't get back there. It's a beautiful spot. One time I was doing it, Pastor, and I'm laying back there. And all of a sudden, I had my seat back and my lightsaber and the windows open and the wind's blowing. I'm just saying, I'm spending time with you, Lord. I'm just mumbling. I'm praying a few things. I'm just spending time with the Lord because, Lord, I can't go home frustrated. I need to spend time with you because you'll give me peace, Lord. You'll give me peace. I can have fellowship with you. And you'll rub off on us. And I remember one time, all of a sudden, I hear the bang on my door. I jump up and there's a cop and he's got the gun drawn on me. It's like I jumped. He said, hey, don't ever do that again. That's how am I supposed to know you? I got a gun pulled on me. He says, you ain't going to believe this, but I'm spending time with Jesus here. He looked at me like I'm some kind of wacko. I rolled my seat up. Do you spend time with Jesus? Do you have fellowship with the Lord? Do you have time for the Lord in your life? Or are we too busy? I'm too busy half the time. I'm always busy spinning my wheels, but then I need to, every time I ever come to myself, Brother Justin, and I realize life throwing me monkey wrenches. No, life ain't throwing me monkey wrenches. I have just not spent enough time in fellowship with Jesus. Because Jesus is alive, we can have fellowship with him. And I want to say lastly, Because Jesus is alive, your life can be changed. Your life can be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read it earlier. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. My friends, maybe some of you is listening out there. You're on the verge of quitting. You're on the verge of giving in, throwing in a towel. What use is it to serve the Lord? Are you on the wrong path? Are you on a path that's leading you to discouragement and depression and aggravation and frustration? Get off that path. Jesus' resurrection power can change your life. He can change you. Do you need a change? I need to be honest to myself, and I need to look in the mirror. And I got to say sometimes, Frank, you need a change. And that's when I need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, change me, help me. And his resurrection power can do that, my friends. He can do it. He can do it. He can change our lives. I am so glad, Pastor Cole, that we have a risen Savior. That's my little Pete Cadano move there. I go, I love Petey. We're 6 miles down the road from each other. And we don't fellowship. Pete, we got to get fellowshipping. Hey, I would hate to think that we spend, Brother Justin, I hate to think that you spend all that time what you're doing. I hate to think that we spend all of this time in church and serving for nothing. But the plain truth is, my friends, we are not serving and believing in vain. Again, the Bible says there are many infallible proofs of his resurrection, Acts 1:3 in our text, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. It's undeniable, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. One would be a fool, Brother Kyle. They'd be a fool not to believe in such reality. When you put your faith in Jesus, my friends, you are placing your faith in a sure thing. The resurrection of Jesus proves beyond any shadow of doubt that Jesus is the Savior and not a fraud. Nothing proves the deity, brother, like the resurrection. Thank the Lord, we have Resurrection Sunday, and we bring remembrance to the resurrection. Many people around the world who aren't saved, who aren't really Christians, who don't know nothing about it, just know about resurrection. We're bringing forth in remembrance the resurrection. The resurrection has all these things and more for us. Hey, why worship a dead Jew? The challenging question was posed in 1932 by a young Jewish man who had been attending evangelistic services conducted by Alfred Ackley in California. The question played on Alfred's mind as he prepared his Easter Sunday message. Getting up early to prepare for the day, Alfred turned on the radio as he shaved and was astonished to hear a famous liberal preacher in New York say, "Good morning, it's Easter, you know. Folks, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference if Christ is risen or not. As far as I'm concerned, his body could be dust in some Palestinian tomb. The main thing is, his truth is just marching on." Alfred wanted to take his radio and throw it across the room. He goes, "It is a lie!" He screamed out. He exclaimed, and his wife rushed into the bathroom. I said, "What are you shouting about so early in the morning? Didn't you hear what that good-for-nothing preacher said?" Alfred replied, "That morning, Ackley preached with great enthusiasm on the reality of Christ's resurrection. But later that night, he was still thinking about his friend's question in the morning's radio sermon." "Listen here, Alfred Ackley," his wife said at last. Our wives have a lot of wisdom sometimes, don't they? "It's time you did that which you can do best. Why don't you write a song about it?" and then maybe you'll feel better. Alfred went to his study, opened his Bible, and reread the resurrection account from Mark's gospel. And a thrill went through him, Mrs. Lindsay. And he began writing the words to "He Lives." A few minutes later, he was at the piano, putting it to music. It's been a favorite of churches ever since. I read it earlier, I'll read it again. "I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, no matter what men may see. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never shall despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. Rejoice! Rejoice, O Christian! Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope, my friends, of all who seek him. The help of all who find none other, none other, none other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives! He lives! Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way." I can't get it out. "He lives! He lives!" My friends, if you're not saved, Jesus lives and salvation to impart. You ask me, Brother Frank Broughton, how I know Jesus Christ is alive today, just like the song says, "He lives within my heart." I have no doubts. I have no doubts. If I was dropped out of a heart attack right now, that I would be absent from this body and I'd be present from the Lord, because I have put my faith in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, his resurrection power, who went to the cross, put all his sins, all my sins became his sins. Hey, I'm a financial guy. I do the finances here, you know. We get a debit. We got a bill we got to pay. Well, I got to send him a check. That check goes together and it washes that bill away. Jesus Christ's death on Calvary, his shed blood, and the Father in heaven in his perfect wisdom accepted that sacrifice of Jesus' blood shed for us. "Though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be washed white as snow." By faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done on Calvary for us, we can know he lives, and that's how I know it. He lives in my heart. I have a question. Are you serving the living Savior? Have you even trusted him as your personal Savior? If you haven't, you can. Jesus did all the work. He did everything you need to do to go to heaven. He paid the penalty for you. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But the rest of that verse says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." On Resurrection Sunday, on the day we celebrate him rising from the dead, victorious over death, it would be awesome. It would be awesome if someone out there, maybe in this room, I don't know your state. Yeah, I do. I know you. These are my brethren. They're saved, I hope. Someone out there, you can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. "Call on his name, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He that hath the Son hath life." You don't have the Son, you don't have life. Call on him right now where you are, wherever you are around the world, wherever you are. Call on Jesus. Say, "Jesus, save me. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe, Lord Jesus, that I am a sinner. And if I die in my sins, I will go to hell. I trust you, Lord. I ask you now to give me the free gift of eternal life." If with a sincere heart, you can pray them words. The prayer don't save you, but calling on Jesus will save you. Hey, my friends, we serve a risen Savior. The resurrection is a valuable tool. And if you ain't availing of yourself to it, if you have not been changed, if your life is miserable, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Go to him. Go to him and get rest for your soul. Go to him and get peace for your soul. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you so much.
Pastor Cole has allowed me to preach behind his pulpit. What a privilege. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share your word. That's a greater privilege. Lord, I never thought in my whole life I would ever be able to do something like this. I was afraid to even be around people. Lord, you changed me. You helped me. I pray this message would not end now. I pray this message would go forth in ears all over. People have heard these words that will echo in their ears and will not get out of it if they aren't serving you, Lord. If they aren't serving the risen Savior. If they're just living their life and walking on a path, the wide path that leads to destruction and destroyed lives. And they know better. They grew up in church. They were taught the right way. But they're not availing of themselves of the resurrection power of Jesus. They're not going to fellowship with the Lord through the word and through prayer. I pray you would change their lives today, that this message would be a tool you could use. If just one person, Lord, can change their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for watching us tonight. I hope something I said tonight was a blessing to you, because I needed this message myself. So, amen. Thank you.